Hi everyone, I'm Johnny and I'm running to be on the Newcastle United Supporters Trust board in the upcoming election. Just to give you a little bit of background about me that I didn't include in my statement, I'm 25 and up until about 18 months ago before I moved here to Singapore. I've been going home and away with my dad for around about 20 years. The first game was actually all the way back in 1999, home to Crystal Palace, who were in the lower league at the time, and Shea Given got sent off after 5 minutes. We went 1-0 down. We then came back and won 2-1. And I probably should have known then what I was in for.
Hello, Trust members and future Trust members. My name is Charlotte Robson, and I have put myself forward for election to the Newcastle United Supporters Trust Board this year. I did this because I love this fan base. I think we're incredible. We're loud and proud and amazing and mad and still support this insane club. I joined True Faith podcast a few years ago, and I started going to more away matches as part of that. And as a girl, I was a little bit apprehensive and I wasn't sure, you know, this is like the hardcore like fans, and just everyone's been so kind and fun and amazing, and I'd love the opportunity to help represent you.
Hi, I'm Steve Harrop, and I'd love to be on the NUST board representing the fans going forward. I'm now going to let you know why I think I've got a strong case to be a candidate in this election. But it all started back in 1967, so here it is. The very first game I went to. I went there with my mum and dad, and the great Wyn Davies was up front playing in this pre-season friendly. I was 7 years old. We didn't stay very long because we scored, and some smoggy said to me, "You dirty little Geordie, bleep, 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 bleep." Well, that prompted my mum, who's 4 foot nothing, to get an umbrella out of the bag and smack her over the head. Well, we were politely asked to leave, but ever since, Newcastle United's been in my blood.
So, hi, I'm Jeffrey Lindahl. I live in Malmö, Sweden. Football is my passion since I was young. I have followed the Newcastle United and been a supporter since Alan Shearer joined the team in 1996. I have a passion for the club and the fan base of Newcastle United. I try to see as many football games that I can on TV, so this time is a great opportunity for me to be involved in NUST board to do some positive thing for the NUST and supporters. I'm attracted to this role because I do everything with my passion of football. I have a good vision for making a difference for the NUST and the supporters of Newcastle United.
Hi, I'm Thomas Concannon. I'm currently a board member on the Newcastle United Supporters Trust, and I'm here to ask you for one of your 5 votes in the upcoming election that starts this Friday. I am running simply because I was co-opted onto the board, so I was asked to join roughly a couple of years ago. And it's only right that through the democratic process that the Trust has and should have, that the members see fit to elect me and allow me to continue to represent you going forward.
Hello everybody, my name is Adam Beckett and I'm running to join the Trust board in 2020. First and foremost, I want to say a massive congratulations to all of the candidates. I think it's fantastic that we have 11 people willing to run for 5 spots. I really look forward to the campaign ahead of us.
Hi, I'm John. I'm a 34-year-old dad of two, and I want to tell you why you should be voting for me as the next board member of Newcastle United Supporters Trust. Just a bit of background about me. I followed the club since the mid-90s. My first ever match was a 6-1 defeat of Wimbledon. Les Ferdinand hat-trick. Those days are gone, unfortunately. But, you know, I fell in love with a club that was ambitious, a club that wanted to achieve something, and I think we all know that's what the problem is at the moment. Mike Ashley's not interested in anything apart from collecting in the Premier League coffers. That's it. You know, we simply exist to survive, and that's just not good enough. And that's something that I really want to change.
I'm running for the Trust because I think it's about time that more people put themselves forward to make positive change at the club. I have to include myself in that. Over the past couple of years, I've been very vocal. I've been writing in the mag, And I like a good rant on Twitter and social media or in the pub with my mates. And I've been quite critical of pretty much every aspect of the running of the football club. Even today, I don't think there's anything positive to talk about the club. And I don't think that we should be letting one summer of Mike Ashley spending 30 million quid and a few decent signings paint over what is one of the worst run football clubs in the United Kingdom. There's certainly a lot to talk about, and there's a lot that can be done to build on the good work that the Trust have done so far. I think the current board have done brilliantly to really get fans a seat at the table, at least nationally anyway. Not so much with the club, and so much can still be done to improve the club's communication and relationship with fans. Now's the time for action.
I think that the Trust, another reason I've done this is because the Trust has done such an amazing job over the last couple of years. It's, you know, it's grown enormously, I think probably more than any of us expected it to. And with that comes so much power. The strength in numbers thing is absolutely true. We would never have been able to speak to the Premier League this year, or you know, we would not have the clout and the pressure that we do if we didn't have as many members as there are now, and that is just astonishing and amazing. And I would love to be picked by you to continue that great work.
Well, apart from the fact that I've had a good experience of being on boards, particularly with cooperatives in the work that I've done over the last 36 years, the key thing that got me excited about this was the Town Hall Zoom event. And in that event, I was fortunate enough to be able to speak wearing my 1980s grey away strip, the one that we notoriously got beaten in most games in. But at that point, I could hear and see just how passionate and understanding and knowledgeable we have a set of fans. The issue was obviously about the takeover, but it was great to be involved in that debate. And then that really stirred in me a desire to get more involved in activities that's off the pitch and involved with the fans, because it's the fans, of which I am one, who it's really important that we build this great legacy for the club that we have. And really, there's a number of reasons why I think I'm able to provide some good support and take the Trust forward with the work that I do.
I think that NAST should have at least one or two international members at the NOS board, and it is important that NAST have representatives from international members, so NAST can have more connection, more communication with the international members of the NAST and of supporters of Newcastle United. I hope that I can prove to you that I will be a good fit for the NAST with my commitment to the role. That's why I put myself forward for this position of the NAST board.
In terms of the experience that I've got, I've worked for the Football Supporters Association for the last 6 years on their Fans Embassy project, which provides a support service to England fans for international fixtures. Through that relationship that I've got with the FSA, I was able to help get the Supporters Trust in front of two Premier League representatives recently in the last few months, one being Richard Masters with regards to the takeover situation at Newcastle, and highlight our disappointment as a membership as to the lack of transparency and the our disappointment at the entire situation, really. The other one with Bill Bush, where I was able to ask him to lobby the club on our behalf with regards to the ticket refund situation that we saw results with within 24 hours or so. I have also represented the Supporters Trust at the most recent structured dialogue meetings with the club. There are four meetings overall. I represented at two of them with regards to match day experience and ticketing. They were back in December. And I am also part of the fan group War Flags, most famous for driving to Poland to pick up a flag, the Red World Surfer that we put up in the Gallagher End back in May 2019 against Liverpool. I am currently also part of the Premier League Fans Working Group with the FSA. It's basically a group that works with other organisations and supporters trusts to work together to improve our experience across the Premier League as football fans.
I want to join the Trust board for three main reasons. First, I want to continue to represent Newcastle internationally. I've lived in the United States now for 16 years, so I think I have a different perspective than some on how hard it is to support Newcastle from this far away. The truth is, Newcastle is an international club, and I think it's time that the board have international representation on it. I also want to really continue to engage the club. Now more than ever, I think it's really important that the voices of our fan base gets amplified by the Trust. And the Trust is the best way to do that. I really do believe that our communication with the club is best served through the Trust. I realize that it's incredibly difficult with the current leadership at Newcastle United and with the global pandemic, but the Trust has done a wonderful job of representing us, particularly over the last few years, and particularly during that takeover confusion of the last 6 months.
Vote for me is about a vote for ambition, and it's about a vote of experience. How have I got experience? I sat on the fans forum for a good 2-3 years. Now, I know this wasn't necessarily the most popular organisation, but that was the leaning into the club. And you know what it is? Look at Strawberry Place. That wouldn't have been closed down on a match day without the fans forum. It just wouldn't have happened. And, you know, looking forward, the Newcastle United Supporters Trust is the right way to engage the club, and that's the right mechanism to do that.
You know, I'm a bit tired of reading the club pledge to do this and the club pledge to do that. And they never act on it. You never see anything come to light, and those things get mentioned in the press time and time again. But actually, we need to start making the club walk the walk, so to speak. They continue to get away with murder far too easily for me. And I've been writing a few things in the manifesto on what I would propose we continue to do to improve the Trust and achieve our goals, and I'll rattle a few off with you now. You know, fans still have the right to protest. I think make your voices heard, and I'd be encouraging everyone to continue to do all you can, whether in the stadium, outside the stadium, or online, to contribute to put pressure on all aspects of Mike Ashley's empire and portray him and what he's done at the Newcastle United in a negative light. Continue to work with the local council. I think that's definitely one with Chi Onwuah as well in government, to push the agenda of the Trust and football fans in general onto the national stage. I think it's something we've done well so far, but there are multiple issues relevant for not only Newcastle fans, but also other fans nationally. Kick-off times, TV times, shirt prices, ticket prices, safe standing, and of course at the minute as well, getting football fans back in the stadium safely.
In terms of change, I'd love to see more communication with the club. I think that the club is terrible at that. But there are open channels between the board and the Trust and the club. I'd love to expand that. I'd love them to liaise with the board directly when looking at things that they can do in the community, things that... easy wins really for the club to get involved with and to engage with on a local level. I'd love to see the membership keep growing, that kind of thing. So those changes, it really is, it's building on a lot of the work that the Trust has already done and is doing, but yes, just to really really keep that momentum and push. And then separately, I'd love the Trust to do their own events and really, you know, showcase the power of the fan base. And I have hosted events for True Faith, which, you know, I've loved to do. So I'd love to get involved with all of that.
So changes. It's difficult to talk about change because this is a board that is developed and taken our membership from 3,000 to 13,000, and they've done an amazing job, and that's another reason why I want to be part of something that's so successful and is doing so well. But to bring into it different things and look at different projects, so the things like the fan, looking at the food foundation and the help that they provide, and the food banks is amazing, and that's got to be continued. But in terms of my personal look at how I think I can add some value to this. My background is in marketing, as I say. I started off as a van driver, funnily enough, and worked all the way through organisations until I eventually became MD and CEO of companies. Some of them were involved in big cooperative projects. The other side of that is looking at a very specific marketing, messaging and particularly now digital marketing campaigns and the structure that we put in place to increase the branding and the membership of the organisation.
I believe that NAST can be developed in many ways if I have a chance to make it happen. I would like to try invite more international supporters of Newcastle United to join the NAST, and it will make NAST grow stronger and bigger in international way, and for NAST to communicate more and have a strong communication with the international supporters around the world through email or social media for the NAST.
In terms of what I would like to see change, I'm actually really proud of how far we've come as a supporters trust. The membership is now a far cry from where it was when I first joined. The fact that we have over 14,000 members now makes us one of the biggest supporter organisations in the country. We now have an extremely loud voice, and I want to continue to grow that, grow the membership, get more people involved. We have obviously the idea with the Supporters Trust Council to get people on board to help us to push the trust to continue to push the trust in the right direction.
I also think that it's really important that the club and the trust work together in coordination with the foundation to do a better job of connecting with local community, not only charities and the food banks, but also the services within Newcastle. I know firsthand just how difficult it is to work with the club when flying into Newcastle to support the club in person. So I think that the trust can use its resources and use its exposure to the club to enhance the experience we have when supporting Newcastle. My final point is on that experience. Again, I really believe that the trust has a responsibility and an ability to work with the club to make our experience better as fans. I'm not just talking about watching games live. I'm not just talking about the results of the club, but I'm just talking about the general experience that we have as supporters, whether that's local, whether that's nationally, or obviously internationally as well. There's no doubt in my mind that the trust represents our best chance to have a better relationship with the club. And that's why I want to join the board. I want to put my passion for the club and my passion for its fan base to really good use. And it's time to take some action. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you all soon. Bye now.
Well, I hope, you know, if there's anything that I can do in terms of processes, there might be something that, you know, if that's something I've done my whole career. You know, I've worked in contact centre management, so, you know, we have to look at processes all the time and review them and make things more efficient. So that could be something I could bring. I've worked in amateur sports clubs as well before, as a treasurer. So I understand the amount of time and effort for a voluntary organisation that it needs to make sure that you can meet its goals and be successful.
Working with the press is super important. They're probably the gateway now to all better things. And I've been super critical of the press, but only because I think that we should all hold NUFC-related journalists to the highest of standards, especially our local media like The Chronicle. I'd again be encouraging the Trust to continue to have a close relationship with the likes of The Chronicle, The Athletic, fanzines like True Faith and The Mag, who can really, they're in a good position to push the fans' agenda further. And I want to add to that as well that I really don't include the likes of Luke Edwards in The Telegraph, who, and other national journalists, in fact, that I think over the past few months have truly shown which people in the media we can trust and truly act on our behalf. And I think it's really important to make that line and for the trust moving forward to do that.
Where do I see NUST being in 12 months' time? I'd like to see it with a bigger membership. I'd love to see like 20K plus. I'd love to see us have a real seat at the table at Newcastle United. I want to see the trust being consulted. I want to see open communication. I want to see just that kind of thing just grow exponentially over the next 12 months. Sorry, not two. Two would be great, but 12 is what I mean. And I think it's absolutely achievable. I think if you just have to look at the last couple of years and you can see how far it's come and how far there is to go, and we can do it together. And I'd really, really love it if you used one of your votes on me so that I can help drive that change.
But I think there are two other areas as well that I'd really think we need to look at. One is the matchday experience itself. I just feel that Mike Ashley has let us down over 13 years and it has deteriorated so much that we need, as a fans organisation, to be able to improve that experience outside of the box. And by that I mean outside of the hospitality boxes. I certainly find it's great outside the ground because we can manage that ourselves. But when we get into the ground, there are times, despite the goodwill of the staff, where it's very difficult. The second thing is away days. I've been lucky over the years, the 40 to 50 years I've been watching the team, that I've got 352 loyalty points. That's away games I've been to. Now, the reality to that, and I've been lucky to travel all over Europe to see the team. That's fabulous for me, as well as all over the UK, even Scotland. But the reality is that we too often get stuck with the Monday night football tag. You know, 13 away games on a Monday night is not right. And the travelling issues, working with transport companies, working with the authorities like the Premier League and Sky and BT to try and get a better representation for our fans for travelling. We are more affected than any other team in the Premier League, and we travel the longest distances. That's a fact, as Rafa would say. So, my candidacy is to get behind the fans, to improve the messaging and communication, to look at the matchday experience, to look at the ways in which we can improve the travel arrangements, but in everything that we do, to just be behind these amazing fans that we've got and to work for and on behalf of them, sitting in a board position that will take this club forward, and certainly the association. Thank you.
I believe that NAST in 12 months ahead will have around 20,000 members, both from national and international supporters, growing stronger in international way around the world. And that is important, and have a good connection and communication with all supporters of Newcastle United. That is the best way for NAST and Newcastle United in every way and for every supporters. Finally, I hope that you will give me this opportunity to be a part of the great development of NAST and for the supporters. I really hope that I can count on the vote of the NAST members in upcoming election on the NAST, as we stand united as one.
In terms of where I see the trust in 12 months' time, I hope, obviously it depends on the coronavirus, it depends on the pandemic, I suppose I currently represent the trust with the club, where we are currently in the planning stages for returning fans to stadiums, working closely with the FSA and other support organisations around the Premier League to find out what is effective, what works, what doesn't, and hopefully put together a system, whether it be the safety side of it or the ticketing side of it, that is effective for us. I want to continue to work on the kickoff times working group with regards to obviously the situation where a lot of match going fans are completely disregarded when it comes to the scheduling of TV fixtures, where it makes it incredibly difficult for fans to attend. So I'll continue to work with other fans around the Premier League to improve that situation. I'll continue to press on the refund situation, that we are now due more refunds from last season. I'm still helping fans now, a lot of members that I've already helped so far, get in touch with the club to process the refunds that they're lawfully entitled to. And I'll continue to do the same and continue to press for more information on the upcoming refunds.
But ultimately, I think it's just about making sure that in a year's time, you know, we're looking to have an increased membership base. Let's aim for 20,000. It's an ambitious target, but I absolutely think it's one that we can achieve. And we just need to try and be that united voice for our fan base. We're crying out for that. We've been too fractured all these years, and we need to really make something happen. So a vote for me is a vote for ambition. It's a vote for experience. Vote John.
Fans must demand a seat at the table. One big way to getting that is having a proper support as liaison officer. The current position and the way it's implemented at the minute, it's not fit for purpose. I'll be making sure the Trust put forward their own liaison officer to deal with the club, rather than what we have at the minute, which is the club putting forward an employee who does nothing, says nothing. He's an SLO there to tick a box, basically. So, yeah. Thanks for listening, taking the time out. And if anyone just fancies a chat about Newcastle and football, then I'd be more than happy to do so. It's a welcome break from work. I don't have the luxury of going to the pub so much out here in Singapore and chatting with my mates anymore. And I know the global situation right now is it's not great. So anyone who fancies a chat, just send me a ping. So I hope everyone stays safe. I hope you can vote for me as well, because I'd really like the opportunity to be able to walk the walk as well and make the club walk the walk, which is most important. So thanks very much, and take care.
Basically, I just want to thank everyone, really. It's been a pleasure to represent you as members. It's a pleasure to work on this board and for so many people. It's a lot of hard work, but I love doing it. And I hope that you've seen enough from me in my experience that I can continue to help better the trust going forward and continue to make your voice incredibly loud and even louder, sorry, than what it already is. I just hope that you see fit to give me one of your votes. I thank you for supporting the Newcastle United Supporters Trust, and I look forward to the election and speaking to you all soon. Thank you.